102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 653, sunny and 32 degrees today.
I just love the headline. Blown coverage. Jets cornerback Antonio Cromartie still expecting twins after Jets cornerback has vasectomy.
Blown coverage is funny.
The dude already has 10 kids.
Mm-hmm.
This is now going to let him field his own team and a kicker.
Made famous in the HBO Hard Knocks series where he tried to name all the kids and, I don't know, it's like 7 wives, 8, 10 kids, something like that.
His wife, so I didn't even tell Antonio right away because I didn't think it was possible. I was going back and forth in my head how it could even happen. In my head, we were good to go. We were just having free sex. I just really thought that his procedure was the best protection you could have at this point. Cromartie, who already has 10 children with several different women, including Tarika, was blindsided. Originally, he was like, are you serious? How did this happen? It was shocking news for both of us, she said. He said it took me a while to process a bit. And she said, but then Antonio stood firm and was saying, it's God's will. And he's been excited the whole time. So now he's having twins. According to WebMD, a vasectomy is 99.85% effective.
Ooh, so close.
Listen to this one. I go to the doctor. I take Joseph to the doctor last Saturday, my son. And we went to the place, and his pediatrician has been his pediatrician since they were born, Isabella and Joseph. And she says to me, she goes, so that's it? No more? I said, no, I had a vasectomy after Joseph was born healthy. Mm-hmm. She goes, Yeah, another patient of mine was here last week with their youngest. He had a vasectomy. She had her tubes tied. They still got pregnant. I'm like,
holy crap.
You'd have to kill me. You'd have to kill me.
The 0.15% came through on the guy and whatever that number is on the woman as well?
Only, yeah.
That's insane. I thought a vasectomy, aren't you snipping the actual tubes that
as far
the
as
actual
I know.
Live sperm would come through? So then how do they end up? I mean, that's just crazy.
I don't know.
They're not leaving little pieces of tubes like hanging around where they could reattach again over time?
I don't know. All I know is thank God I'm shooting blanks.
So you think?
No, totally.
Okay.
It would have happened. It would have happened by now.
Yeah, but when did Antonio Cromartie have his?
Just had it.
Just had it?
Yeah, just had it in the off season. In the other off season.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. That guy is fertile.
Can you imagine?
He has a vasectomy. He still has kids.
Number 11 and 12, and it's twins?
He can't have
number 11 kids. Number 11 and 12 are twins.
Yikes.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Of course, the other possibility is... those twins are not his. and he just doesn't know that yet. How embarrassing would that be?
Yeah. That'd
be horrible.
I would assume she would have fixed that before it got to his attention. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm going on a girls' weekend. You know, we got that whole
Right. Or at this point admitted what was going on so they're not in the press like this about his vasectomy.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know, man.
Close to perfect.
Sheesh.
Not exactly. 657. Sunny 32 today.
I want to say big ups to Dr. Fish for getting mine done right.
All right.
Over there in West Islip.
It's time for the roads.
Job well done. Pat yourself on the back.
TheCity.com.
701, Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. So vasectomies are mostly completely effective. But in the case of Antonio Cromartie of the Jets, he has twins on the way after he had his somewhat recently, you said. This guy has something to add to that. You have some info? Go ahead.
Well, I had a vasectomy done by the same guy JC did.
Okay.
And if JC remembers that Dr. Fish told us at least the next 10 10 ejaculations are still possible. Still have sperm.
That makes sense.
So if he did it right away, well, let's face it, he should have kept it in his pants or did the right thing and something for a little while.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Chamber. He might have got back in the game too quick. That's a good point, too.
I remember Dr. Fish told me that straight out. He goes, doesn't mean it's right away. You got some time, and you have to give samples.
Right. You had to keep giving samples. I didn't go within 20 yards of my wife until I got the okay, everything is clear sample back.
Yeah. You and me both.
Yeah.
That's the smart thing to do right there.
You stay on your side of the field, I stay on my side of the field.
Exactly.
Take care, brother.
Thanks. Well, that sure does make a lot of sense.
Boy.
And they should have that in big red letters and hand it to you on a piece of paper after you get your vasectomy. Here's the truth. Don't forget this, because Antonio Cromartie apparently forgot. 702. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. Shout to the heart! 706. For everyone who's had a vasectomy, this could be kind of a surprise. We have a guy on the line, Antonio Cromartie from the Jets, is pregnant with twins, and he had a vasectomy. This guy has some more information on that situation. Go ahead.
Actually, Antonio Cromartie had the procedure done in 2011, so we're talking 4 years ago. So
oh.
JP might want to be careful.
No, wait, JP, where's your... JP's information was it was recent.
I thought it was recent. I guess I...
Yeah, I checked... I read it in the Post yesterday.
Wow.
I think what happens is the that tube could heal over time and reattach itself. So
why don't they like cut off a little bit of it so it can't possibly reattach? Right. You know, it's not long enough.
They snip it and then they actually like
burn
it off.
Yeah, they cauterize the end of it, right?
He's a very virile guy, so
yeah. Apparently, his sperm is stronger than strong.
Yeah.
So be careful, JP. You might not be shooting blanks after all.
I'm shooting blanks. You shut up. You watch your mouth.
Hey, thanks for the call. 707. 102.3 WBAB.
I need something else to be neurotic about. Yeah, right. That's what I need.
Long Island's number one rock station, Roger yeah, JP.
Just what I need.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 7-Eleven, sunny and 32 today.
I don't know how people do it, man.
I don't either.
My buddy Sean's got five of them, five kids. I don't think I can go home.
That's a lot of management, you know? I didn't know how my mom did six back in the 70s. But it was a different time. Life was a little slower.
Ted, how
now
many?
Now I think it's tougher to do even
of course
four
it
kids.
Is. Especially on Long Island. How many are you looking for, Ted?
Maybe two.
Maybe two?
Yeah, maybe two.
You might not even go for the second?
Probably two, yeah.
I tell you this.
I mean, definitely, ideally, there's no guarantees, but yeah, I would like to have another one, yeah.
When we had one, I was like, this is easy. No problem.
Absolutely.
This is easy. And then all of a sudden, I really wanted the second one. You mm-hmm. know, plus our doctor had said if you have them close together,
yeah.
that, you know, they'll have each other's back. I mean, they fight yeah. like crazy, but when somebody gets in the middle of them, it's like pack mentality.
I think your partner said that, too. I totally agree with that.
You know?
That's how we had them.
And, but that second one, dude, when that mm-hmm. second one, it's, you know, when you have one, it's one on, you know, it's like...
Divine, the two of you split the duties.
You got this.
Right.
But when you have two, it's like 10. You know, especially when they're close together, like if they're both still in diapers at the same time.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
That's when it's tough. But once you get out of that, it's good after that.
I'd be lying if I told you, like, there were plenty of times where I knew I was coming home from work and I knew what I was driving home and walking into.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd get to my block and be like, you know what? I'm not ready for that. And I would just keep on driving and go down and drive around the neighborhood a couple more times until I, like, mentally prepared myself to go into the driveway.
So, Ted, would you guys have yours close? Or do you think,
I was thinking doing it another, like, waiting a few years, and then at least when my son is a little bit older, at least he can help out a little bit.
Or you know, he just takes care of himself
yeah,
a little bit.
Know, yeah.
Way to have an indentured servant. That's a good idea.
You know,
wait till he's 10. He can help out a lot.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
But even if he's 3, you know, he's a little more self-sufficient. He's about to go to school.
But are you firing him off all willy-nilly right now? Or are you?
Not now. No? Need a little time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just be very careful,
and
right?
Brett dug his feet in. He's one and done.
One and done.
And your wife agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you guys, that was your plan. See, if that's your plan, that's perfect. If you guys know going in, you're having one or two, whatever.
And you guys, aren't really selling the two-kid angle.
No, you're
you
not.
You said Jeremy calling in a panic.
Yeah, dude.
JP wanting to kill himself.
I don't know. And dude, my buddy Sean's got five.
No.
I have friends with four. Mm-hmm. My friend Julie's got four. Like, what are you, I would be an alcoholic.
These days, it's more and more rare. You hardly see it anymore.
I would be a hardcore alcoholic if I had four kids.
You're working three jobs.
Because you just feel like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. It's never going to end. Yeah. It's never going to end.
And on your horizon is nothing but college.
Nicole was showing me baby pictures the other day. I guess she still has everything on Shutterfly. She's showing me baby pictures. And I'm like, they got to hurry up and turn 20. You know?
There's so much good stuff between them.
I know.
Now you're going to the good stuff.
Yeah,
this is really good.
I know.
That's always good.
I know.
Every year is something new. Good.
Yeah, the phone calls home from the teachers in first grade. Yeah,
oh,
that's
fantastic.
Great stuff.
It's great.
That's awesome.
Wait till next year gets even better.
Love it, yeah.
When Joseph is 15, it'll be even better.
And he's holding substitute teachers hostage.
Yeah.
It's great stuff to look for.